This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here, and I've got another quick hit for you guys today. And this was one I am super, super, super excited about. And this is something that I've been waiting for news of all year, hoping that it was going to be a thing, because it has been the last few years around this time, but it's not guaranteed. And we got the news and it's here, so I wanted to mention it. This is specifically referring to the Hyatt and American Airlines partnership. And so if you are a fan of Hyatt, listen up. If you are a American Airlines elite, meaning gold status or higher, listen up. If you're not either, you still want to listen up because this is a huge incentive as to why you might want to pursue this. Now, American Airlines and Hyatt announced their partnership back in 2019 of a status match, meaning if you're a certain status with American Airlines, Hyatt, with their partnership, you are allowed to have a share of Hyatt status temporarily with the opportunity to gain it more permanently, and vice versa. Recently, in the last couple of years, it was more so, it was less of the vice versa and more so one-sided. So instead of Hyatt elites being able to share an American status, it's now just American elites can share in Hyatt status. But this is why it's huge. And this is what I want you guys to be aware of. Basically, between now and October 31st, if you have an American Airlines elite status, and that's basically their base level elite, which is gold, then it goes platinum, platinum pro, and executive platinum, essentially you can register. And once you register, you have a 90-day clock. And that 90-day clock that you get, you have 10 days to qualify to keep Explorer status with Hyatt, which is their second best status. So you automatically are given Explorer status, but you get within that 90 days, you have to stay 10 nights with Hyatt. That can be through cash or through points. And if you do that, you will keep your Explorer status all the way through February 2026. So if you are American Airlines Gold or American Airlines Platinum, that is your one option. If you are Platinum Pro or Executive Platinum, which are American Airlines two top tiers, then you have that same option, right? So you sign up immediately, you're given Explorer status with Hyatt, and you get to keep that for at least the 90 days. If you stay 10 nights within that 90 days, which to be clear, is usually 30 nights or is needed to get Explorer. So it's one third the time frame. Well, then if you do that, you'll get Explorer and you'll keep that. However, if you stay 20 nights, you get globalist status, and this is what is huge, and this is what I was super excited for and waiting on. Globalist status with Hyatt is on another level, and if you guys listened to the Maldives episode and our recap where we talked in about how our experience was, especially in part one, we talked about the Hyatt, the Park Hyatt in the Maldives, and our friend Tom Marsden actually gifted us his globalist status with the member of honor, basically ability that you have through Hyatt and globalist status, and we experienced globalist. Now, we're explorists ourselves, but we were given the gift of globalist for this stay. And it was a game changer. Our breakfast, which would have been quite easily $100 to $150 each day, was free. The GM came in to greet us. Basically, he met us on the dock or the pier of the island as soon as our boat arrived, knew us by name. Taryn and I had a separate golf cart to take us to our villa. We were basically already checked in. They basically brought us to our villa, said, hey, can we see your passports? We'll do everything. You guys relax, get comfortable. We had a private tour of the behind the scenes of the island. It was another experience altogether. And you'll hear the same thing over and over and over again from other globalist members. And so for myself, I worked really hard because I usually stayed American Airlines Platinum. Didn't really see a huge need to push to get that extra 50,000 loyalty points to get to Platinum Pro until I learned about this partnership. And so last year, made sure to qualify for Platinum Pro specifically for this opportunity. So now we have the ability to go for a 20-night Hyatt run within 90 days in order to get globalist status, and that will secure globalist status for us for all of 2025 and up to February of 2026. And the plan is to maintain Platinum Pro status with American Airlines, which is a phenomenal status to be. I always felt Platinum was fine on its own because you got pretty much everything you needed. Platinum Pro, basically you get one more free bag, and I don't really need three free checked bags every time I fly, but I think this one thing makes it huge. So whenever you start, so let's just say you decide to pick October 15th is when you're going to register. You have 90 days from that point. So you don't want to just go and click sign and do this and you have no trips planned or any Hyatt stays or nothing like that, because you're going to have a 90-day clock that's starting with really nothing booked. So in a perfect world, if you have a trip coming up and you've booked at a Hyatt, or you want to book at a Hyatt or whatever it may be, go ahead and wait until a couple days before your stays actually start and go ahead and register. Just make sure you don't wait till past October 31st, because then it's too late. If you don't have anything booked, go ahead and closer to that deadline, go ahead and hit it, because you'll still get Explorer status with Hyatt, which includes room upgrades and other benefits, which is really nice. But I think really going for Globalist would be huge if you are Platinum Pro or Executive Platinum, and that's what we're going to do. Now, how could you do this? So for the 10-night stay, you can do it a few different ways. You can go ahead and stay simply 10 nights over a few weekends, a few trips with Hyatt. And this is all Hyatt properties, whether it's a Secrets Resort, Hyatt Place, Park Hyatt, whatever it may be. That's cash or points. So let's say you wanted to do a quick weekend getaway, use some points for two or three nights. You just do that a couple times. That's completely fine. Let's say that you want to gift a night or two for your parents or in-laws or siblings or some whatever it may be. Have, you know, your brother and sister-in-law, they need to get a little bit of break from the kids. You want to gift them a night stay. You can do that, and in turn, book basically under your name, put them down. You can usually call Hyatt to do this, and you will get the night stay credit for them. And then the other piece you can do is what we call mattress runs. Now, this is going to really depend on A, if you want to bother with this, and B, you have either the cash, the points, and the time to do so. But one of the things that you can do is you can say, you know what, I've got excess points I don't really need, or it's, you know, at my local Hyatt Place down the street, it's $100 for the night. I'm going to go ahead and book a 3-night stay at the Hyatt Place down the street. And I don't really want to stay there, but I'm going to book it anyway. I'm going to walk in, check in, walk into my room, ruffle the bed around, put the Do Not Disturb on, and then leave and call it a day, right? So they'll credit the stay. You'll do that. I know some people that have tried to do that virtually without checking in, and it did not work out well. I would say you should actually go there and do that. Should you do this in general? Well, the hotel doesn't care because you're paying for it, right? Either way, whether it's through your points or through your cash, but that's a very easy way to get to 10 nights. And then it's a little more extensive, obviously, if you're going for 20. But this is something that I'm very excited about, because I think globalist status with Hyatt is a great opportunity. And even Explorist just makes the stays more comfortable. Even when we, which we'll be doing our recap of in a couple weeks, when we were in Bali, our very first stay, we had premium room, premium balcony at the Alila in Seminyak in Bali. That was a Hyatt property that we booked on points and were able to get a room upgrade for with our Explorer status. So this is great. Don't know how many more years in the future they're going to keep doing this. They've done it every year since 2019. But I think this is a huge incentive as to why you would want to go for American Airlines, just even if you work to get gold status, which you can do that very easily. You don't just have to fly American Airlines all the time. There's use of their shopping portals, their hotel portals, a lot of different things, which we're going to actually cover in a future episode here, where you can really get to American Airlines status very, very quickly and very, very easily, at least to just their gold level. So that's what I wanted to leave you with you guys today. This was a huge thing that I'm super excited about. Take advantage of it. And even if you don't have anything planned, you know what? If it's coming up on the deadline, just go ahead, go to the link that we'll have in the show notes so you can register and activate. You'll get Explorers for 90 days that will cover essentially around the Christmas timeframe. And who knows, you'll probably get some room upgrades if you're looking to travel around Christmas, New Year, see the family, whatever it may be. And you don't have to do anything else. If you only complete one or two nights, you lose nothing. If you only complete zero nights, you lose nothing. But if you hit that 10, boom, you're now Explorers for over a year. If you hit 20 and you were eligible for, you're now Globalist for over a year. And one thing I want to note, usually the stay for Globalist is 60 nights. So you can basically fast track that by having 1/3 less of the nights. But of course, you've got 1/4 or a quarter of the year to complete the same amount of nights. So I'm going to leave you with that there. If you have any questions, don't forget, you always are welcome to join our Facebook group, send me a message there or a comment or a post, DM me on Instagram, and I'd be happy to answer your questions, or shoot us an email, support@boldlygo.world. We're going to wrap this one up here. Take advantage. I'm super excited. I'm going to be doing this. We're going to pull the trigger once we have some nights booked with Hyatt, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.